When is it time to quit trying? Abraham, why do people often continue to cling to relationships that bring them pain?
Often, people believe that having a relationship, even if it is not a good feeling one, is better than having no relationship at all. And so they stay because it seems less painful to be angry than to be lonely, or to be continually aggravated than to be insecure.
What degree of discomfort or pain should a person reach before you'd recommend seeking a separation from the negative relationship?
Walking away from exposure to unpleasant or unwanted things does give you the relief of not being continually confronted with those things. And you may find it easier to find more pleasant thoughts and to be more often in alignment with your broader perspective. But while there is often temporary relief following an abrupt departure, if you've left without actually achieving vibrational alignment with the source within you, the relief does not last. And the next relationship you attract feels often very much like the last. Of course, if someone is experiencing physical or even verbal abuse, we would encourage a physical separation as quickly as possible. However, just removing yourself from the current situation will not stop your feeling of abuse if you continue to think about it and resent it and use it as your reason for leaving. You cannot continue to focus upon unpleasant thoughts without keeping the thoughts active within you and therefore holding yourself out of alignment with the solutions and relationship that you really do desire. In short, you just cannot get to where you want to be by pointing at the evidence of that which is unwanted. It defies law. Often, people are surprised to discover that by physically remaining in a relationship, by not moving out, but at the same time deliberately deactivating the unwanted aspects of the relationship by activating more wanted aspects, the relationship improves so much that they no longer want to leave. We are not suggesting that, in all cases, it is possible to suddenly focus so positively that you cause personality or behavior changes in those who live with you. But we do know that nothing can come into your experience unless it is active in your vibration. Many argue that unpleasant things would not be active in their vibration if other people had not behaved in a way that caused the activation. And while we acknowledge that it is certainly easier to feel good when you are around good-feeling people, we would never go so far as to say that the behavior of others is responsible for the way you feel, because you have the power to focus and therefore attract, despite the behavior of others in your environment. If every time you see something unwanted, you merely move to a place where, for the moment, you do not see the unwanted behavior, in time you will have backed yourself into an impossible corner of complete isolation. But if every time you see something unwanted, you realize that, in the same moment, your awareness of something wanted is keener, and you quickly turn your attention in the direction of the newly emphasized wanted, everything in your experience will continue to improve. Instead of physically removing yourself from the unpleasant relationship, and instead of asking your partner to behave differently so that you could feel better by merely observing, if you would ride each new rocket of desire that is born out of the continual conflicts, your physical vibrational patterns of thought, or new chronic beliefs, would be such that the law of attraction would have to match you up with different experiences. It is always true that whatever you are living always matches your chronic vibrational patterns or beliefs. And it does not matter, even if you have an excellent excuse for your negative thoughts and negative emotions, they still equal your point of attraction. What is manifesting on every subject in your life is an indicator of the beliefs you hold and your chronic patterns of thought. It is very empowering to discover that your patterns of thought do not have to follow your current situation, and therefore your current situation on all subjects can change. We do not recommend taking the physical action of leaving a relationship without deliberately coming into thought alignment with the new desires that have been born out of your current relationship. And then, whether you stay in this relationship or move on to another, you can have exactly what you desire.